John Phillips is joining me, and we talk every other week about what's going on in the area. You've got a trip coming up to Washington, D.C. This is, would we call it a lobbying trip?
Or? Well, something like that. I mean, it's a Southeast Iowa Region Days in D.C. It's something that the Greater Burlington Partnership puts on, and City Manager Byrd, myself, and Councilman Rinker are going to go. Along with some council people and some other interested parties, and we're going to go speak to Senator Grassley, Ertz, and I said that name wrong, and Miller Meeks, and as well as we're going to talk to the DOT about some activities for this area and some other things. It's a whirlwind day. I mean, it's jam packed. We get there, we hit the ground running on Wednesday morning, and then we stop. And we get back on a plane and come home.
You know, I guess what? So what are the issues that, I mean, transportation's always a key issue. You're not going to get anywhere in Illinois. There's no doubt about that. But but in Iowa, finishing up this stretch all the way, 61 all the way straight up, would be a big deal, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, absolutely. That's crucial. And, you know, our senators can put heat on the Illinois senators for 34. And so that's always a top priority. The other thing we're going to be talking about is some infrastructure for bridges, you know, and infrastructure in town. We made a proposal for the Summer Street Corridor out by the airport, which is a $9 million project, and House Rep Miller Meeks actually got it through the funnel, and so it's one of her top projects she's recognizing and recommending. And so we're hoping to secure some funding for that.
You know, we were talking about the airport, and I know Cape Air... it was my wife and I took Cape Air that first, when they basically almost within the first month they're operating, and it was I thought much better. You could actually make connections through American, and we booked our flight down to Arizona through American Airlines, and you can just put BRL in there. The problem is. The Cape Air is facing the same problem that every other airline in the country is facing.
Every airline. And what happened on that is the Department of Transportation, that offshoot that controls the airlines, made some changes in the requirements and the age requirements, and that's really put a hurt on all these smaller airlines. So we're going to go talk about that as well.
Well, and the other issue is that if you're a good pilot, fitting to those qualifications on Cape Air, they're going to kick you.
Oh, yeah, they're poaching the pilots from the smaller airlines. So one of it is the requirement of how much air time you have to have or time behind the yoke as a first officer. They like tripled that requirement.
Yeah, went from 500 to 1,500.
250, actually.
Oh, was it? Oh, it was 250 to 250 to 1,500.
Yeah, so that
six times.
That requirement's a little steep. The other thing is they also decreased the maximum age that you could be. They lowered that, and you know it really should be rather than try to paint the fence with one brush. They really should detail that a little bit more and go through evaluations, because there's people as you well know, they're more active at 70 than a 50-year-old. So as far as sharp and acuity and skill, so we need to really press upon them that this is crucial for our nation to be able to have air travel.
Is there any chance of doing any lobbying in Washington about this?
Or? Well, that's one of the groups we're going to meet with. Yes.
Okay. Anyway, that's as you look at that, you look back now so the city. We've had the bike races took place last weekend, the general consensus was. It was very successful being in this alternate route. I don't believe there was any. The shuttle system worked just fine. And Saturday really didn't have any problem at all anyway.
Yeah, you know, we're really trying to up our bus service and use that shuttle specifically because of the construction downtown. But also, you know, if we can increase our ridership to the point where it becomes more efficient, we can use the bus in more ways. And so I know that sounds weird, but we actually make a little bit more on transportation dollars by ridership than we do a bus token.
Well, so the other thing we were talking about afterwards, the organizers and myself, we were talking about the fact, you know, if you have the downtown, it's great downtown. But
yeah.
The fact is, if you're not downtown, then you're not having anybody complaining about, okay, I can't get there. It's parking is all out of cahoots.
I will tell you though, absence makes the heart grow fonder because I heard from several merchants that they were bemoaning that it wasn't downtown.
And you
always think, okay, that chokes off downtown. They don't like it. I used to be frustrated by it, but then they made changes so cars could get to us when we had Billups. But I heard from several merchants that they missed it being downtown.
When you don't have, because if you're downtown and you got to have a place to eat, right? As long as you're eating, you might as well go shopping,
yeah.
Right?
In between races, you know, especially the support crews for the racers would go do a little shopping in between the races. So,
I had the Steamboat Center president on last week also. She said, you know, they missed it too because there was lots of people that would come and visit. So it was like, so I guess six of one, half a dozen of the other?
Every once in a while, it's good to take something away and move it, and then you have a little bit more of appreciation when it comes back.
I did have a comment about the Friday night fever. I said, you know, if you can either compress it or start it a little bit earlier, but I said having it end by, let's say, 8:30 so you can actually still see,
mm-hmm.
It's going to be safer for the riders,
right?
If you're going to do it up there. B, it's easier for the people that are the announcers who are trying to follow along, and also the spectators who are trying to follow along, and also but North Hill, it's the darkest area of the city,
right? Yeah, I mean, I think that race was fun. I got to get a little bit of a glimpse of it. I liked it much better than the road race from Wapello to Burlington.
Oh, that was terrible. It was far better than that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to Notre Dame. You're out of Notre Dame's done for the year.
We just sent 41 seniors off. I gotta really take a lot of pride in our seniors. Our 41 seniors generated $8.3 million plus in scholarship offers. That when you do the math on that, the quick math, if they all went to school, it's an average of $202,000.
Now, there's some assistance that goes into making that happen. Who's the lead dog, so to speak, in terms of making sure that these guys get the most of the most?
I take a little pride in the fact that would be my wife. Mittie Billups is our registrar, and she... you know, the kids earn it, but she cajoles, whips, you know, it's like a lion with a whip sometimes. Come on, kids, fill out these scholarships. And she has a book, and it's all organized, and the previous record was 3.1.
Well, they used to have scholarship, you know, they used to have these things advertising, you know, you want a scholarship, well... You know, but they really didn't do anything for you. You really need you still have to put the time in. You got the hours.
Yeah. You know, I think having a person on site doing that versus like those services, you know, she has a good rapport with those kids. And every year, you know, it's an undertaking because a lot of no one's going to know what scholarships available, both locally, nationally, and also helping kids determine what school they want to go to. She does an excellent job at it. I couldn't be more proud of her, but like I said, the previous record is 3.1 million. This year, 8.3. Wow.
That's,
blew it away.
That is amazing. And, mm-hmm. In terms of, number of graduates, how does that compare to the past? Is that pretty much right on average?
Right on average. You know, I think last year we had 25 students at 3.1, which was the record. This year we had 41 students, so it's a lot more, and you would think it'd be, more than last year, but not that much more. They really, the kids are very smart. They're very active. And
recruiting. How does that process work, Jen?
Well, for colleges, you know what they'll.
Well, no, I'm talking about recruiting to get the kids to go to Notre Dame.
Oh, well, it certainly helps because if you're looking, okay, there is a, you know, every parent, every homeowner is paying school property tax.
Right.
And Notre Dame doesn't get any of that school property tax. They do get other funds for the government from time to time. So you're already looking at an investment there. And now you're making an additional investment, and you could by paying tuition. If you add that tuition up versus a scholarship, assistance, it really makes a great investment in your kid, you know, and plus the smaller class sizes, there's a little bit more one-on-one. It becomes a family, you know, extended family. So it's a great
thing. Is that the biggest thing? Would that be the biggest selling point there?
I think so. Our kids, you know, academically excel, and they were given every opportunity to participate in whether sports, choir, band, debate, you know, all those things. Because they're a smaller school, you're almost, you know, you're given the opportunity, but you're almost, hey, you know, the teachers are asking, hey, would you join the debate club? You know, and then they foster that. So it really goes well, you know, when we have that active of students. And we have some students go straight to work. We have some students go to on tech school. I believe one of our students is going to work for BNSF, but he will be better for his education at Notre Dame.
All right.
And his experiences.
Well, good luck in Washington, D.C., and hopefully bring lots of good news back for us. I know you probably aren't going to get anything instantly.
Probably won't get anything instantly, but if we can bring back some more dollars our way, that's fantastic.
Fantastic. So. John, have a great week.
You too.